Cool Sanity, this is Dave.
Hey Dave, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey John.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Just following up with you. I'm doing well. How are you actually? I was trying
Hey,
to
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, you caught me a few times earlier this morning with my hands in the water, but I tried calling back. It was an AI assistant, and I knew you'd call me back. So.
Yeah, we have Ada. Sorry about that. I try to make sure everybody gets addressed, even. I only got so many hands, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. All
okay.
Good.
All right. So for Pool Sanity, the listing, I mean, I know it's a 40-mile radius around La Mesa, and we kind of touched base on an offer for a platinum package. I remember I gave you a discounted pricing structure because of the new in business credit, and then marked it down. I believe I had it down to $299 month to month, and that's with the Facebook ads as well. Let's see here.
As far as the Facebook ads, is there any requirements? Like, do I need to make a video or do anything? Or
No. Just do you have a personal Facebook already, or do you have a business
one? No. I mean, I have a business one, but I haven't really done anything with it. So it's
okay.
It's
perfect.
There.
It's perfect. The reason I asked is because with Facebook, the only thing is, like, if you don't have one created, we won't create one for you, because then it creates a nightmare if, like, you wanted to take it over or log into it on your own. The login credentials on Facebook is just like a headache. So if you already have one, though, we can run the ads through the one you already have. And that way, if you ever separate from us, there's no problem there with you just being able to log into it and keep the things that are built on it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And then what is the radius again you mentioned?
It's up to 40 miles around La Mesa from the 91942. We could shrink it, though, but 40 is the maximum for this listing.
Yeah, I definitely would want to shrink it. I mean, there's really only 8 zip codes I'm looking to target.
Okay.
And it's a much tighter area than that. I mean, I have them just outside and a couple other zip codes there, but it's on the borderline, so
okay.
I don't know.
That's even easier for us if you do it that way. I'm just saying 40 is the maximum, but usually what happens is anytime somebody signs up with us, we schedule a client interview. We'll sit down with you, and then we have a client interview technician, and they'll go over those 8 zip codes, the specific services you provide. We don't want to put you up there for, like, pool repair if that's not something you do and you're just focused on maintenance. So we'll customize it. We'll make sure you're listed for the right keywords, the right services, and in the right areas. That way all the leads are qualified that come through.
Right. And I do repair. I mean, I replace, you know, pumps and filters and heaters and things like that. I don't do the construction. I don't do the plaster and that kind of tile work and things like that. But
gotcha. That's what I thought. I remember we spoke about that briefly, but I just didn't know how deep into the repair side of it you get.
But, yeah. I mean, the service is where I'm a little more interested, and I definitely want to pick up some more clients, you know, kind of along the routes I'm already driving. So, basically, fill the days a little more.
Yeah. So, it's geo-targeted, and it's customized to you. So, they got to be within the zip codes you're requesting to be found, and they have to type in the keyword or service that you're saying you want to be found for. That way we know all the calls you're getting from it or that are coming through the tracking system. They have to be in those areas, type in that zip code in order to get your number and contact you at all.
Okay. And then there's no additional per click or per, you know, campaign or this kind of thing.
Nope, not with this one, no. So you won't be paying for your lead, click, or call with this. Just the flat rate, $299. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how do I know when a lead is coming in? I mean, I'm sure you have ways.
We'll give you a Google Voice number. That's the main way we do it. And then we also have an app and a tracking system that's your own CRM for everything.
Okay.
So you'll be able to keep track of it. But the tracking number, we have you save that number to your phone as either lead or the business name. So that way when they're calling off the listings, it'll say lead or your business name. You know it's a business call, not a personal call.
Right. Okay. I figured you had that. So what CRM are you using?
It's our own. Actually, we have our own app and CRM. It's integrated into each other.
Okay.
So if you go to your app store and you just type in Local Splash, it was all built here in-house.
Okay. Because I have like 3 other ones, so I was just thinking maybe I could, you know, not have a 4th.
You could integrate them.
It's all right.
Yeah, you can integrate them. That's the great thing about ours is you can integrate them. Like, I have guys that use, like, House Call Pro and Home Advisor by Angie's and different things, and we can actually integrate them into our system.
Okay.
But we like to keep
okay,
them separate.
Okay, yeah. Home Advisor by Angie is one I'm on, so.
Okay. Well, if you could do anything with that, Dave, then you're going to love this. Those guys, they sell their lead to like five people.
Well, I'm 100% so far. I mean, I only started a month ago, but I've closed everyone I've got. But I'm a sales guy, so
yeah.
You know, I know you gotta act quick, and then
that's
once I force an appointment is what I do. So I was able to act within 10 minutes and call them back, and then get an appointment either that night or within a few hours. And so I was the first appointment, no matter what. And
yeah.
I don't care. Everyone else is done. If I'm the first appointment, they're done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you could do that and you have that kind of response time and that kind of follow-up, then you'll kill this. They're already picking you. You know, they're already clicking on Pool Sanity, clicking the phone number when they call you. So they've already made up their mind. It's yours to lose at that point.
So I guess I wanted, and I did understand more how, you know, Google is telling me what my previous campaign was. Let me see. I had the search up here. So when I do pool service La Mesa, it even says up top, it says only your Google ad summary, only you can see the summary. And it shows, you know, I have a Google ad from a different company that I used just for a couple months last year. Pool Monopoly. Are you familiar with them?
No.
And it is expensive, but look, they helped me. They built my website and did some other things for me. So I got a lot more done out of just getting new clients out of it. It got me all the website stuff and things that I wouldn't have been able to do. So
we do that too. If you need it. I don't know if you need
a site. Yeah. No. I have a site. So I want to understand when somebody pushes in Pool Service La Mesa, and let's say Pool Service is what, you know, or Pool Service La Mesa. Am I one of the sponsored pool services, or am I one of the businesses? I'm one of the businesses,
yep,
correct?
Businesses. Yep, that's it. Right. So the ones up there and sponsored are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead, either Google Verified or Google Ads. And I think that's what you're saying you tried previously with that other guy. And that's why the bill gets so high, is because you're getting charged for every lead or click, whether you get it or not. With this, you won't have that problem.
Right. So you guys just signed up Murdoch, is that correct? Murdoch Pool Service?
Murdoch.
Is that recent?
I think they were onboarded recently, but I don't see them.
They have one 5-star review, so it's a newer one.
Oh, yeah. They were onboarded recently by a Google partner.
Okay.
Yep. They're new.
So.
But that's the thing, he could be up there with 1-star, you know, and it's like you got guys, you know, that are been around twice as long or 10 times as long, Saddleback Mountain Pool, you know, and they're below these guys, you know.
So then there's the more businesses that you click on. Are those people also part of this then or not?
So the ones at the top are typically within the Google Partner Program. If they're no longer in that top or on that first page without you having to click on the drop down, then most likely what happened is they did it previously and then they're no longer doing it. Like maybe Murdoch might have done it for like a month, got up there, and then he probably goes, hey, I'm up there. Maybe I don't need these guys anymore, right? So he drops off. Now it's down to the 4. But what he doesn't realize is every 2 weeks there's an algorithm update. So that algorithm update happens, and then he's not updated. It'll basically signal to the search engine he's not working with the Google partners, and it'll either go away or it'll continue to slide down the list to the other guys. Whoever has most recent updates to the Google Partner Program is going to rank.
Okay, and then this $299 isn't introductory. This is what it is.
Locked you in. Yeah. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep that deal. But you're getting the Platinum bundle. So in our on our site, it's advertised at $599 because it has the Facebook and the other additional directories and bells and whistles.
And so why are you Splash and not Google? Why am I not talking to Google? Why am I talking to Splash? I mean, what, you guys are partners or what?
Right. I knew this was coming. So I sent you a text message a second ago. If you go to your text messages.
Okay.
And if you click on that link, it's just a simple search. Like, is Local Splash a Google partner? And then you could also follow that up with, what is a Google partner, right, which is your question. The Google partners, all responsibilities that have to do with medium to small businesses marketing on Google, those responsibilities are delegated to the Google partners. The Google okay. partners, we act as like the host, the quality control, basically making sure that each individual small to medium-sized business owner is getting what they're looking for out of the Google advertising. And that helps both people. It helps you, and it helps Google because Google retains you, right?
Okay.
So things like customizing your keywords, doing updates. Maybe you're a business owner that's running around all day. You don't have time to sit down on the computer, change a keyword, do this algorithm update that Google was telling you to do, right? And that's why everybody falls off, and the people that are within the partners, they end up at the top because they actually have somebody that's consistently making sure that they're up there and they're not missing opportunities. So it's
okay.
More of a question of like, what is it worth to you? You know, is it worth $10
yeah.
a day in order to have that done? Or would you rather outsource or have somebody in-house come in and pay them full time to maintain it for you when Google
yeah.
already provided that for you, you know?
Okay. Yeah. You guys are much, much bigger than the company. The pool monopoly was pool specific and it's kind of a sideline business and they weren't very responsive. And so I used them more to get the website after I realized that, hey, these guys aren't going to really,
we're not that
like
far from you either, honestly. You can probably take you 45 minutes to get up here. We're partnered with Google off Jamboree. It's like borderline Newport, Irvine. So
okay,
I was just over there, but we're based in Fountain Valley across from the Fountain Valley Police Station. So we're only an hour north of
you. So this 877 number, is that the number I should put as a contact?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Our business line. If you Google that number, it'll take you right to our company. That's our main business line.
Okay. And then, it's month to month, right? So, you know, I definitely want to try this for, you know, 3-4 months and see how it goes. And you know, if it continues, and I think it'd just be ongoing. I'd always want to be up there with McKinney's and TL and those guys. So,
I see
one of the companies here, TL, I see they 30 reviews and a 4.4. I couldn't imagine having a 4.4. I'm gonna cringe when I get my first 4. I'm just gonna be like, you know.
Brace for impact. Yeah. No, I mean, as long as you're taking care of people, you know, I mean, customer service is the main thing. If you're responding to these guys and you're getting good reviews, then there's no problem. But you'll notice that none of the guys up there are below that 4.4. Usually when you get into like that 3 zone, because we dispute the bad reviews for you too. But if it's to the point where we're like fighting for you and it's still 3 or under, we might go, hey man, keep your money. We're going to go another route. And we're not necessarily going to like delete your Google business profile or anything like that. It'll just, you know, you'll rotate off the top and we'll stop billing you. We'll say, hey, you know, we got to go a different way with this.
Yeah, Google owns it. I get it. They
because the same thing.
The algorithm.
That's why they're the number one search engine. Is they don't want it. They want people to find what they're looking for and get quality service right away. You get what I'm saying? That's what built it up to be the number one. That's why people don't use Yahoo. They don't use Bing. So it's like if we have a guy that's we're referring him to people, but he keeps getting bad reviews, bad things keep happening. It's not worth it to them. They would rather, you know, you keep your money. We'll go a different route with somebody else and make sure people are getting taken care of.
Okay. I mean, I definitely want to do it. You know, my only concern really is just dialing in the area, I guess is my biggest concern.
Easy.
If you had anything to speak on that.
Yeah. So it's easy fix. Like I said, if I sign you up today, we're going to schedule a client interview. We could sit down with you and we'll dial it in. They're going to dial in the service area. We're going to dial in the keywords. That's with every single business that signs up that we do that. We customize it to them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Sounds good. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So before I actually do this, though, I do want to ask you. You don't have to do this, right? But I'm just going to throw it out there because you mentioned trying it for 3 or 4 months. And if you do it this way, it'll save you money. So we do have a 3-month prepay that I can enroll you in. And I know it's $299 if you go month to month. If you do the 3-month prepay, it's $700. That'll save you $200, even with the discounts that you're already on over the next 3 months. There's also a 6-month prepay you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's an annual prepay you could do that'll lock it up all the way to March 5th of next year at $2,500. And that'll save you $1,100 over the course of the year. You want to capitalize on any of those?
Well, yeah, let's see. If I did a 3 months now, at the end of 3 months, can I still do the 3, 6, and 12?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, I just, you know.
that's a good question.
Yeah, I just want to make, you know, I hate the deals that are like, now only, they go away, because I...
No.
I basically say, no.
I've been here.
You can't.
I'm not a spring chicken. I might sound like it. I know I got a lot of energy. A lot of coffee. But I still have the first guy I signed up, and I just texted you my direct number. If you call me and you're like, hey, I want to go 3 months, prepay it, 6 months, just let me know, and then I can go in there and modify
it. I definitely want to do the 3 months prepay. I know I want to do 3 months, absolutely, 100%. So let me do that for sure.
All right. So let me create the profile first. I know we're going to provide you with a tracking number, but is the current line that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So 619-993-7528.
Correct.
All right. Is Dave short for David?
It is, yes.
Okay. Just for the paperwork, I'll call you Dave. What's your last name?
It's Kirk, K-I-R-K.
K-I-R-K.
Like Captain Kirk.
I almost said Charlie, and then I was like, no, don't say that.
Okay, yeah, Charlie, I guess. Now, yeah, that's your generation, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you don't want to be like that guy nowadays. What?
Oh, man.
What's,
that's,
I know.
It really sucks, man. I like him a lot.
Me too. It shocked me to the core of my being that day. It was brutal. Not long after my birthday, too. It was bad. I thought it was a joke, honestly. That was some AI video when my friend sent it to me. But what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
So it's dave@poolsanergy.com.
Okay. dave@poolsanity.com. Okay. And then what's your business street address for the Google verification letter?
It is 8467 Denton. It's D-E-N-T-O-N Street. And that is La Mesa, California. It's 91942.
Okay, got it. I thought you said Denton with a B, but it's Denton with a D, right?
Denton with a D, yeah. Denton, like Denton, Texas. All the streets right here are Texas cities.
I got it. I'm actually going to have to head down that way. My son's going to turn 5, and he wants to do the Legoland. So it's like a 3-day thing at Legoland.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's grown a lot since the last time I've been, but my grandkids are getting ready for that. Yeah, that's...
Well, what Dad actually did is I told him yes, instead of Disneyland, because Disneyland, you know, they're going to run you $1,500 for a day.
Okay.
For both parks, you know? And so I'm like, well, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do the 3 days there. I booked a room at Carlsbad by the Sea right there. And then there's I also booked some tee times at the Crossing Golf Course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They don't open the Legoland until like 10 o'clock. So I told my wife, I'm like, okay, you guys sleep in. I'll sneak out at like 6, get the earliest tee time I can, and try to finish up, come get you guys, and then go to Legoland. So I'll be tired, but I'll be happy.
That's perfect. That's hilarious. When I took my family to Hawaii, I did the same thing. What time are you guys all doing anything? All right, well, I'm golfing in the morning. I'll be back by 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was kind of spoiled. I actually was in Hawaii last week, believe it or not. I was on Oahu last week. But I have a good friend of mine from childhood. He's really well off over there. Has a big old house. We just stayed with him. So, but we played like 6 rounds of golf on Oahu in 7 days.
Oh, man.
It was a blast. It was a blast. Oh, it was great. Cool. We went over to the rainy side and played this one called Royal Hawaiian. And it's just in the middle of a rainforest. It's where they filmed Jurassic Park over there on that side.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it was beautiful. But it had like a 142 slope. It's supposed to be like one of the hardest courses in America.
Ooh.
Because you miss the fairway, ball's gone. You can't find it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, it was real tough. It was fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we gave up on the scorecard after the first 9.
There you go, but it's just, but, yeah.
Let's play two man scramble.
It's a memory you'll never, yeah. A memory you'll never forget, though, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It sticks in my core memories right now, just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, I can't wait to go back, though. That's not one of those things you do once. I'm like, okay, now that I've seen it, I'm coming back.
Yeah. I've taken my kids and their grandkids in 2027. We're going to Kona, and I'm getting a three-bedroom place. I might even need more than that, a three and a two maybe to house everyone. I don't know. We'll see.
I actually, let me pull this up. I could text this over to you. My buddy owns some condos right there on Ali'i Drive. And I rented them from him. It's nice three-bedroom. You know, they have this pool that's really well-known on the Big Island. It's a natural pool off the coast, and it's literally right next to where his condos are. I got to go in here.
Okay. And it is at Kona, you said, right?
Yeah, it's on Kona. It's on Ali'i Drive, okay. But it's about a mile up the way. Opposite of Kamehameha's, and then there's like the town there with all the restaurants right on the water, and then you go up that same road where they have the Iron Man there. You just go another mile up the road to the right that way. So that way from the patio and the ocean there, you can see Kona and all the main city, but you're kind of still like a mile away from it. It's really nice.
Yeah, I kind of think that's where I ended up taking my kids up there. We went up a ways and were jumping off rocks and had a private place up around that way, but yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's the main street. I can't find it. Because he also owns the liquor store right behind it, too. And that's like the main store for the town, pretty much.
Okay.
For that area. I'm like trying to find it on my Airbnb because he gave me half off of it. And I rented it last year for like 2 weeks. We were out there. And I think we're going again in August. Let me just log on to my Airbnb here. Sorry, we're so off topic, but I'm like, if this can help you out, basically give you the 3 months for free with what it'll save you right there.
Value added.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, to come down and play some golf with you.
There you go.
Are you good?
I'm pretty good. I'm probably about, well, I mean, I haven't played much in the last year, but I was about a 9 handicap or so. You know, my best round was a couple 75s. And I'm not as long as I used to be. I'm 62, so.
That's the nature of
my short games is pretty good. And, I always try to shoot sub 80, my goal. But.
Yeah, my driver kind of makes or breaks it these days, believe it or not. Everything else stays pretty dialed in. I played yesterday in Irvine. I had gotten out of here about 3 o'clock, and we were able to finish before sundown at Oak Creek.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice little track, and I shot an 82 there. I'm usually about an 8.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm usually about an 8. I've been whittling it down. The short game's always good. From 150 in, I'm like a surgeon, but it's just getting there. You play those really long courses. Get in trouble. Okay. Let me see. I had it right here.
I like that. From 150 in, I'm a surgeon.
Yeah. I can sneak it pretty close there. If I get to like a 115, 120 shot, I'll put it in a couple feet. That's my sweet spot. My buddies are always like, "Wait, why are you hitting the 3-wood off the tee?" I'm like, "I want to leave it about 150."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like then I can get it real close, have a birdie chance. Okay. Ali'i Drive. Okay. Sorry, I have so many condos that I rented through here. I just want to. Okay, here we go. Been to every island in the last 2 years. Spoiled the crap out of my family. But this last trip was just awesome because my wife and son stayed home. So I was able to take a trip on my own. Yeah, yeah. So that was beautiful. Just not having to carry a car seat Right, right. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot more freedom.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, just check the bag. And then once I checked the bag, I even put a bunch of my clothes in the bag. So it was just like a small backpack. It was nice. Yeah, I slept on the way home. It was a red eye coming home.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. The time change coming home is tough, though. Even just hitting LAX. It took off at 9. It was a 9:40 flight, and we got home at 5 a.m. here. So it was,
okay.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, here it is. The E-Drive condominiums. Yeah, so this one's right by Royal Hawaiian, the hotel in Kona. You know where that is?
Not exactly, no. No.
Okay, it's a real popular one, though. You can't miss it. It almost looks like a boat, like, on the water. Kind of sticks out right on the coast there
in
Kona. It's super nice. Okay, here we go. And then this is Alan. Alan's a nice Korean guy. Him and his dad own a bunch of condos and liquor stores on the Big Island.
Okay.
Yeah, don't go over to Hilo side. I mean, the waterfalls are beautiful there, though. I mean, if you're taking family, there is some amazing stuff there. And I don't know if you're into zip lining and things like that on that side of the island, but it's the wet side of the island, and the people are a little more edgy, less touristy.
Yeah, we drove all the way around when we went, and I wasn't as impressed with that side. I know Kona was really happening, and then I'm coming down on the begins with a W. I can't think of it. Down the, around the corner, also from Kona, was really neat.
You might be thinking Waikoloa. That's
Waikoloa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have that hotel over there. I remember I took my son and lady to lay out by the pool over there. They have one of the best pools in the country. It's right on the water.
Okay.
They got a dolphin show and turtles and everything. The kids can go lay out right next to sea turtles at that hotel. It's the Hilton Waikoloa Village.
Okay, yeah. I played golf on one of the courses right over there, too.
I haven't played on the Big Island yet. This was actually my first time golfing in Hawaii, even though I've been to all of them. And I told my lady, I'm like, look, let me just do this one on my own because I'm going to end up just leaving you guys every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to just sit in there, you know, but it'd save us some money. And then her birthday's coming up and his birthday's coming up. I got hers in 5 days and his next month. So I'm like, it's just you guys save that money. You could spend it on what you want and let dad go take a little trip. That was great.
Well, now you get two out of it.
Praise the Lord, yeah. More golf. Yeah. She knows I'm always going to sneak out for that tea time, try to be back. They sleep in to like 10, 11. Okay. All right, I got this Airbnb here. All right, so for your let me get back on track here, so I'll send this over to you. And then for your domain name, you're comfortable with your website as it sits being attached to all your online listings?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
There's one or two little minor tweaks I'm going to do to it, but as far as all the clicks and everything works, it's a pretty good site.
It's simple, and it's a good site. I like the blue. Blue's my favorite color, so I like that. And you just don't want it to be too crazy. You know, at the end of the day, you want them to call you more so than to go trying to figure out what they're looking for on the site, because that could either be good or bad. They might see something on there they don't like. Never even call you. You can't pitch them.
There's a call to action on every page. I just need to refresh my reviews, add some more, and then add some more pictures. And then this one on the filter, clean filter pricing, it says $80, and it's meant to be it's a little off, just the verbiage on that I want to change. But I'll get those changed, all those.
Okay. Save. All right, and then hours of operation, everything else should remain the same, so you shouldn't have any problem there. It looks like you already went through verification once, so we won't have we won't have to do that again. Google already sent me the message saying this account was already verified.
Legit.
Yeah. That helps a lot, because the verification is usually the longest part of getting the things up and running. Okay, so see there. Boom.
Yeah, I did Google Ads with the company last in the fall for a little bit, for a couple months.
Okay. So let's see here. Should be good. Yeah, if you could do Google Ads, then that means that they definitely verified you already once.
Mm-hmm.
What they look for is just any discrepancies. So I got to run it through this AI system. And as long as there's no changes, like name, address, phone number, or website, it's all consistent, and then we don't have to go through any other verification steps. Okay, go here. Okay, got it. Sweet. Oh, this is great. Okay. Should be a quick turnaround. And then peak season too. All right. Searches should kick up about 2 weeks. Okay, good. Hours of operation, same. Everything saved. I'm not going to change anything on here. Okay. So I got the profile set up. That's good. Verification's good. They validated the address. Did you want the address hidden or displayed?
Display probably, right? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's up to you. I mean, they're not coming to you. You're going to end up ultimately going to them, right? Nobody's bringing their pool to you.
Yeah. I want it displayed. Yeah. I definitely want them to click on there. Makes me look a little bigger than I am probably too. So.
Okay. Let's go ahead and leave it displayed. Good. Okay, they're still going to send a verification form. Okay, so that's automatically going to come out no matter what. Ask client to kindly fill out a verification form, even if everything is the same. Okay, so there's going to be a digital form that they'll send over to you. They want you to fill that out even if everything is the same.
Okay.
Okay, so just send that in. There's like
that's going to be it's going to be emailed to me, correct?
It'll be both. It'll be texted and emailed. The thing that I texted you there was just the address for my buddy's property, so you can look it up there. And then I already sent him a message. So if you do go in there to book it, you could also book it through Airbnb, and they could just give you a code. But I'll tell them you're a friend of mine or a client. I've actually done that before with one of my clients, and they've rented this exact condo from them.
Networking is what it's about, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that spot's sweet. It's a two-bedroom, actually. It's not three.
Okay.
But I mean, look at the deck. You got the ocean right there, its own private pool right on the water, and then there's a second pool off to the left, which is a famous pool called the saltwater pool, where the ocean kind of flows into it. It's a natural pool.
Oh, wow.
Right to the left of that pool. So it's a beautiful place. Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
All right, and then save. Okay, so now just client interview. This is it. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over, you have any extra questions. This is where we're going to do the fine-tuning here and dialing it in. What do you think would be the best time for you?
Monday, do you have any time?
Yeah, I got Monday. Hold on, let me pull up client interview. Monday. You're not available tomorrow?
I work at 6 a.m. till about, and then I'm after until 6 till about 11 downtown, and then I'm putting in a skimmer. So I'm cutting tiles and doing some prep work, and then Saturday all day I'm digging and putting in that skimmer and cementing. I figured Sunday wasn't good, so really Monday is kind of
okay.
End of the day.
I got Monday. Yeah. I was just checking. So I could do any time between 9 a.m. on Monday, and then the last one's between 3 and 4.
9 sounds good. I'm actually taking my truck in to get the brakes done Monday, so I'll be back by 9 a.m. for sure. No problem. I'd be stranded here. Nothing to do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing my invoice. I'm doing my invoicing and a few other things, so I got the day planned, but
Yeah, that's actually a perfect way to focus on this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I usually got an hour for you. No problem.
Okay. All right. I'll lock you in at 9, and then I'll send you a text message 1 hour before, just as a heads up reminder. You don't forget there. But you'll get a calendar invite to the Dave at poolsanity.com, and then you'll also get the text message 1 hour ahead.
Okay.
All right.
And is it a Zoom meeting or just a call? Or?
It's just going to be over the phone. It should be general knowledge information. So I'll call, and then I'll introduce you to the client interview technician, and then they have set questions that they'll walk you through for the interview.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, and then let's go ahead and adjust your billing here. So we're going to go 3 months, and then this is platinum. I got to adjust this from platinum's normally $499 monthly, so let me change it to $299 and then add the 3 month. Whew, okay. Sometimes taking care of people creates more work for you.
Yeah.
All good. It's all good. All right, let's see here. Okay, yep, 3 months, and then we're going to waive all setup fees on it. The good thing is you already have your own site, too. So majority of what they charge for the setup fees is usually like buying the domain name for the customer and then the initial graphic design and then the hosting for the year. So I'm able to waive all of that immediately, and then I'm just going to reduce this.
Yeah, I don't really need any help there. I just going to make a couple quick edits, but not a problem. I see the filter thing. What I have is it says $80 per month, and then it's every 6 months. And so it's $80 every 6 months, not $80.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
a month.
That's
yeah.
Great, actually. Yeah, wow. What is that, GoDaddy?
I'm not even sure who really who I pay. But I actually, Pool Monopoly is the company that did it. They had people that...
Oh, is that company? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder who
they
got
some skins, and then I just wrote a bunch of copy and stuff. But
yeah, usually a larger company like that, they probably have like a deal with like GoDaddy or Wix or one of the major domain providers. Okay. Kona Isle Condominiums. Sorry, I have like 100 Airbnb tabs pulled up. I had to log into it just to get that.
Well,
you're good. I just wanted to make sure it was sending you to the right place. They do actually have a 3-bedroom in there. I think it was just the one I rented was a 2. But they own the whole thing. His name's Alan Lee. He's a...
Oh, my gosh. Wow, the whole thing.
Fred. Yeah, yeah. So they own the entire thing, and then they rent it out. It's all Airbnb, so they turn a ton of profit just on that. And then the maintenance guy just basically goes around and cleans up every time somebody exits it and gets it ready for the next resident. Mm-hmm.
How far in advance do you recommend booking?
It tells you on Airbnb. So if you jump on Airbnb and then punch that address in, it'll pull up the whole Kona Isle Condominiums. And then I could send the name, too, when you get to the checkout window. I'll just send him your name and the information, and then there's a little code it'll put in there for discount code.
Okay,
It'll knock it off. That's what he has me do every time. He just says, okay, punch this in. And then he makes me go lift with him. The guy, he's Korean, but he's like the buffest Korean guy you'll ever see in your life.
Okay, yeah.
He's just so used to do a bodybuilding.
Okay, well,
let's see here. Save. Okay. All right. I got your billing set up. Okay. So for the 3 month prepay of the $700, how did you want to do that?
MasterCard.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay, good. And then I'll add it to the invoice, too, so you can write it off.
And it's David L. Kirk and Pool Sanity, both.
Okay. Yeah, that matters. I'm going to put the L and then Pool Sanity. Does it say LLC or just Pool Sanity?
Just Pool Sanity.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that you had verified?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's see. MasterCard. All right, should start with a 5. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep. 5586.
5586.
Okay, sorry. 6807.
6807.
1466.
1466.
0024.
0024. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
It is 6. Boy, that's small print. 28.
You're getting up there.
Yeah, I am.
I know. My buddy was telling me that. We were playing golf last time. He's like, you should get your eyes checked. You can't see that ball left of the pin. Like, oh, get out of here. He made me so mad. Okay, and then the security code.
It's 947.
947. Yeah, he was teasing me about that. We were only like 140 yards off. He's like, you can't see that? No.
Yeah, I've had the LASIK surgery, and then I have contacts again, but I'm nearsighted and farsighted, and I have astigmatism. I'm just,
that's,
you know,
what
I deal with
it. That's what it is a progression of the astigmatism, because I remember like back in high school, I went and got my eyes checked as part of a physical for like football, and this was like 15 years ago, and they told me, oh, you have astigmatism. And I was one of those, like, classic jocks that was just like, I'm not going to be four eyes at school. So so I was like, okay, they gave me the glasses. I never wore them. I brought them home. I chucked them on my desk and never put them on. And now I think it's, like, starting to get to me, especially with the golf, because they used to tell me that, oh, you'd only have a problem seeing things over 100 yards. Like, you'd be fine here, but – you'd be having trouble seeing things over 100 yards. And I go, okay, I don't need to see over 100 yards. Now that I play golf all the time, it's a different
today's contact lenses are absolutely amazing. So, yeah, I don't even know I have them in, you know, but I can't imagine without them. You don't even know they're in. Like I said, yeah, you don't even know they're in.
I can see the flags pretty good, but it's like when the ball lands on the green, I can't see it anymore. Like I could see the flight of the ball that takes off towards the flag, and I could see the flag. And it just, once it hits the green, I'm like, I know it's there, but I can't see it. I have to get up there. I'm like, is it close? They're like, oh, yeah, you're a foot. Oh, okay. Good. That's a good shot.
The guy's like, come on, you know it's a foot away. You just want to
see it. Yeah, exactly. I get that a lot. They're like, come on, guy. I'm like, is it or is it not? They hate me. They just roll their eyes. I'm like, oh, come on, man. All right. So we got a security question here for your account. This is really important. So if you ever get a call from one of our reps, we got about 450 people working here. Also, you've heard the ADA or the AI digital assistant as well. So if we ever want to verify your identity, or if you want to verify the identity of our company, or when you're getting a call, you're going to want this security question. So you got three options here. You got your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go first pet's name.
Okay. All right. What was your first pet's name, Dave?
It was Dusty. D-U-S-T-Y.
D-U-S-T-Y. Okay.
Great dog.
Yeah. I had a good friend, his name was Dustin, and we used to call him Dusty growing up, and he had, unfortunately, he passed away. He was a wild one, and we all got kind of upset with him about that, because he was, his daughter was probably about 3 years old, and he had overdosed. They found him in a car outside of a liquor store. Yeah, I think I was the middle brother of these three brothers I grew up with.
That's sad.
Yeah. So when I think of Dusty, I think of sad. And then when I think of Kirk, I think of sad. So you gotta be a good one, Dave. You gotta be a good one. don't be like either of those guys. All right. Let's see here. Save. All right. And then, all right. So your account's going to process. This will automatically send you confirmation. So you should start getting some messages. One's going to be a full outline of the agreement from our company. Okay, that's basically your homework. Just read through that, sign off on that when you get ready. You don't have to do that now. You can take your time with it. And then there's going to be a username and password for your tracking system and app or our CRM. Okay. We do have integration. So if you do want us to integrate, we could do that. Which platforms do you think you'd want to integrate with?
I mean, I've just started on the Angie one. I don't.
Dave, I'm telling you, after by the time this 3 months is up, you'll cancel those guys if you're not already
okay.
in that thought process.
Yeah,
but you will, because there's just no point in once you pay for like two or three lead fees and you see you don't get it. I know you're closing them at a great clip, but that's not everybody, right? Once you get a couple of them where you're not hitting them and they're still dinging you, you'll go, I don't need this, you know?
Yeah. No, I know it's weighted. I mean, there was one of them that I got my money back on it, but the guy, I called him right away. He's like, no, he didn't answer the phone. He texted me before I could even text him. He says, I don't need a pool cleaning service. And then so I said, hey, I want my money back. This guy clicked on the wrong category. He does not need a service. He said so. And they go through a little appendix. A couple days later, he said, all right, approved. He did click the wrong category. And I'll tell you, if they didn't, I was gonna call him up and say, look, if you guys, we're done if you guys can't fix shit like this, because this guy clearly, I was the first one to him. He said he did not need pool cleaning service. And his comment in there just says that, hey, I have this pool that was built in the 80s. I think it's about 9 feet deep. That's all it said. He needed some kind of repair work, not cleaning. He had no water in his pool right now. It was, but I shouldn't have to fight for it. But I did. It was no big deal, really.
Well, that's the most important thing. But we do also have a program called Google Verified or Google Guaranteed, where you're up in that sponsored section, but you're not doing pay-per-click like you did before with Google Ads. This one's pay-per-lead. So it's basically that program, except for they're handing the clients off to you live, so it doesn't go to three or four other guys like HomeAdvisor or Angie. And then you could tell us right then and there if you don't want to accept it or go out to them. We'll stay on the line with them, and we'll send them to somebody that can take it or it does want to go out to them. So we try to match them up. And then you don't have those problems. Like, you'll never get charged for a lead that's not turning into anything, you know?
Yeah, I want to use your CRM, whatever you guys have. That's fine. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. So that's coming automatically. You should already have access to that in your text messages there.
But this
is something if you want to do it later. Like, if you do leave HomeAdvisor, we actually have it where you can get leads directly off of Google, live transferred over to you, and you'll never have to worry about, like, disputing lead fees or things like that. They do charge you per lead, but you won't have to worry about that. So food for thought if that's something you want to add later. But we want to keep the overhead low. So if you got them both right now, then no. But if you leave those guys, give me a heads up.
Sounds good. Coming attractions.
Yeah. I'm like, we could do something bigger later down the line for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then good here. Please make sure client has confirmation. Okay. So we just want to make sure you have all these text messages that are coming through.
No, let me check. I did get two of those. Let me see.
And one of them's a Hawaii address.
Yeah. I just got that. And then choosing local splash. I got that.
Okay.
And then
there's a lot of them in there, though. It looks like we've been talking since the 19th. I think there's other ones in that same thread, maybe. Oh, no. Those ones were from my work phone. So you actually have other text messages from my 951 number.
Yeah, I don't see those yet.
Yeah, those are old. All these ones should just be the 877. The ones that I was texting you on from the 951 number were on the 19th of last month.
Oh, okay. Let me get to that.
1, 2, 3, 4...
We'll
start like David. Thank you for choosing. There'll be a link in there.
Yeah. So you want me to click on that?
Yeah. If you click on that link, that's basically your homework for the weekend. And then there'll also be a Google verification form that's emailed over to you and your login credentials for your tracking system.
So on the 951, there was a couple of them you sent. There was a pricing one, not that one.
Yeah.
So there's, is that the one?
No. That you actually want the stuff from the 877 number. I'm sorry, I'm throwing you off.
Okay.
The 951 stuff. It just caught me off guard because it was supposed to come through the company line, and I sent it through my work cell phone. Like, I must have been talking to you on the phone and then texting you that stuff.
I see the credentials on and everything. Okay, my homework.
Okay.
Got it.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so it's basically just sign the service agreement. There'll be a form in your email to do the Google verification. You're already verified, so basically they just want to make sure there's no changes there. They'll have you fill that out. And then you have your own username and password for the CRM. And that's it. That's all I want you to focus on right now. Don't want you to overwhelm yourself, get too confused. And then on Monday, I got you locked in for the client interview at 9 a.m., and we'll just pick up and go from there, okay?
I saw that. I did put the yes on that. When I get those things there, I mean, I was supposed to just toggle it over to yes and then close it. Does that send
that's
a message?
It. Nope, that's okay, it. Yeah, it. You got it, Dave. Yep. And then it's locked in. And then, like I said, it'll trigger the automated message around 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And then you'll have that reminder will kind of go off as an alarm to you on your device. So you'll get a double
heads
up.
Sounds good, John. I appreciate your help a bunch.
Yeah, look forward to working with you. Next time I'm down there, we got to get a round of golf in or something. But let me know also before you book, so that way I can get you the code there. I don't know if you have an Airbnb account, but you got to create the Airbnb account, pull up the address, see what's available for the dates. And then when you go to register it, I can get you a code from Alan, and then you can go ahead and book that. I'll give you a discounted rate. Have a good time with your family.
No, sounds great. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I love the islands. I would live there if I could, but Google's right here in Orange County, and I got to go down there three times a week, so got to stay here, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, you got a good job, though. Right on.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Dave. Well, enjoy the rest
Thank
of your
you.
Day, and then you're very welcome. You're very welcome. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number and extension. Even if it's after hours, it'll forward to my work cell phone, so feel free to reach out to me. I want to make sure everything's going smooth for you.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're very welcome. All right. I'll talk
Have
to you on
day.
Monday. You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.